Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're looking at the book of Daniel for a sign of the times. We've just completed an eschatology teaching here on the book of Daniel. And Jesus gave this book as a key. Watch the Jews and watch the nations, watch Israel and watch the nations, especially in this chapter, for a sign of when he's going to come and set up his visible earthly kingdom. Now, remember that when those Jews asked Jesus that question, Lord, when will these things be, the temple destroyed, Matthew 24:1, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of this age? They're talking about the age that they're living in and seeing it as just before the age of the visible kingdom on earth. They have no idea that there's going to be an intervening 2,000 years of the church age. They don't know anything about it. So they're asking signs of the times when the visible kingdom will be set up, and Jesus is giving the signs of those times. And Jesus said it will be at a time, a seven-year period, at the end of a seven-year period that he calls the time of greatest tribulation earth has ever seen. Now, we're going back to the book of Daniel because Jesus referred to it, and we're looking at it as a sign of the times. We're going to look today at Daniel chapter 9. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar had seen that image all the times of the Gentiles. The Gentile empires, the Gentile rule is personified in that great image that he saw. Now, chapter 9, Daniel. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of the seed of the Medes. Now that means Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom is over. Nebuchadnezzar was given 70 years. And Jeremiah the prophet had prophesied that they're only going to be over there 70 years before they can come back home. So he remembers, he's seen the golden head be replaced. He's watched prophecy fulfilled. We watch prophecy, and when we see it's fulfilled, we should do what Daniel did. He prayed. So Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. In other words, Jerusalem was desolated. The temple was torn down. And after 70 years, they could come back and rebuild the temple. So, verse 3, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from your precepts and from your judgments. We didn't listen to the prophets. He repented for himself. He repented for his nation. He knew the prophetic time had come, and he's asking God. Verse 13. We didn't make our prayer before the Lord as we should have, that you might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. And then he ends his prayer, verse 16. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I beseech you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from. Everything in here is Jewish. Everything in here has to do with Jerusalem and the land of Israel. He's praying, let your fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and the people are become a reproach to all that are around us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine ears and open our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. And so he was praying, and then in verse 19 we see it. O Lord, hear, defer not, For your sake, O my God, for your city and your people, which are called by your name. His prayer has everything to do with the city Jerusalem and the people, the Jews. Verse 20, while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of your supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Gabriel, the archangel, came and told Daniel, you are greatly beloved. What that would feel like just to hear that. Now he said, Daniel prayed only for his people and for Jerusalem. And here's the answer. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Thy people are the Jews. Thy holy city is Jerusalem. These are 70 weeks, but they are not weeks of days. They are weeks of years. Each week is 70 weeks of years. 70 weeks of years is 490 years. So he's going to deal with God's people, the Jews, in a period of time that equals 70 weeks of years, 490 years. Now, it's like this. It's not just 490 years from the day that Gabriel came. When you go to a football game, how long is a football game, Brandon?
About 2 hours.
It's got a determined length of time, like for basketball. Basketball, it's 2 20-minute halves, right?
Yeah, it just depends on what level.
What level it is. Let's say that basketball is 2 20-minute halves on a certain level. Mm-hmm. So that's 40 minutes. But you don't go to a basketball game and get your popcorn and your drink in less than an hour, it's over. And the reason why is timeout. You have timeouts. I go to a lot of basketball games. I'm kind of a basketball junkie, in fact. And I go to a lot of basketball games, and we have timeouts. We have timeouts that the coaches call, timeouts that the referees can call. You have a halftime timeout. And now that we have so much media, television, we have media timeouts. So a 40-minute basketball game is going to take you 2 hours to watch. So you got time for popcorn and Coke. So Jesus and the Father here, Gabriel, are saying they're saying down through Gabriel that the Father has determined 490 years to deal with your people. There will be timeouts. There will be times when he's dealing directly with Israel, and there will be timeouts. And so here's, it's going 70 weeks of years. There's 490 years, and here's how it's going to work. At the end of that 490 years, these things will be accomplished for Israel. Number one, finish the transgression. This is verse 24. Number two, make an end of sins. Number three, make reconciliation for iniquity. Talking to Israel. Number four, bring in everlasting righteousness. Number five, seal up the vision and prophecy. And number six, anoint the most holy. I don't know if I've numbered them exactly right in there, but the last thing is anoint the most holy. It's not talking about a person. It's talking about a place. And it actually is going to be anointing and cleansing the temple from the Antichrist having been in there. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks. Now, the beginning point is going to be when the commandment is given to send the Jews back home from Babylon. Now, there was a first commandment given by Cyrus, and some Jews went back. But then they didn't exactly get everything done. And then there was a second commandment given. It was like the first commandment was kind of almost forgotten, pushed under the rug. But then another commandment was given. So people don't know whether this is from the first commandment to go back and rebuild or the second commandment. But it doesn't really matter because we know the ending of it. And the ending of it is Messiah the Prince shall be cut off. So those first 69 weeks of years, or 483 years, are going to end when Messiah the Prince is cut off. So let's read that, verse 26. After 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. That's 60, Messiah the Prince shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Messiah will be cut off. And the Messiah we know is Jesus. He was cut off out of the land of the living, the Bible tells us. He was cut off at the end of that 69th week of years. And the people of the prince that shall come, the prince that shall come, The city and the sanctuary after Jesus was cut off, after he was cut off, the one he prophesied in Luke 21, the people who destroyed it were the Romans. So the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The prince that shall come, the Antichrist, is a Roman prince. He will operate off of old Rome revived, the ten-toed or the ten-horned kingdom. So the people of the prince that shall come, he's a Roman prince. The Antichrist is a Roman prince. The people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city, and it was destroyed. And then, that's after 69 weeks. Then we're going to start up with the 70th week. And here we have Daniel's 70th week in verse 27. He, the prince that shall come, the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant. It's not the. That shouldn't be there. He shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, 1 week of years, 7 weeks. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. The Jews will have rebuilt the temple. He will cause them to stop using that temple and the oblation to cease. For the overspreading of the abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. This is the abomination of desolations. Jesus referred to it in Matthew 24:15. Paul refers to this Antichrist in the temple in 2 Thessalonians. And so this last week of dealing with the Jews, it's God's dealing with the Jews and really cleansing them and getting them ready to go into that millennium. This is Billy Brown saying Shalom, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.